Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa, I'm a bit of a red tomato right now.
I see you. No, thank you. Know what? Let's be thankful nobody else can see you.
Well, you know what? We're not going to do Facebook Lives for a while. I'm just.
I think you're too. I think you're too much of a sweaty hot mess.
I don't know if it's, getting injured has kicked in my. My menopause.
You're not presenting well.
No, I'm not.
Not right now.
I feel pretty sweaty, and I'm really hot right now.
And does this happen all the time?
It happens every night at the same time.
Like clockwork. Like 9 o'clock. Ding. Time to make Sam sweaty and hot.
Pretty much.
For all the wrong reasons.
For all the wrong reasons. And I'm not even eating or drinking or doing anything that remotely to create this hot mess that you see.
So hot inside or hot in here?
Yeah, because I make my mother touch my toes that are encased in a cast because I swear to God they're on fire. Oh. She's like, nope, they feel normal. Okay.
So it's hot in here.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
Hot in here. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Literally the same time every night.
Well, literally you are a glowing, glowing shade of red.
A glowing shade of red.
And not that I'm trying to poke fun, right? I'm just, it's an observation. And as the BFF in this friendship, I feel I can I can do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for
you. You're not getting the baking that mother's doing then for you.
Oh, did I just dig that grave? Come on, I am leaving my bubble tomorrow.
You're leaving your bubble.
To come to your bubble.
Yeah. Make sure you're not infected, please.
I don't think I am infected. I think I'm okay. What about you guys? Okay. How do I know what you guys are doing?
Hi, my parents got vaccinated. So
doesn't mean anything.
They're halfway there.
I know, but it still has to kick in. They still gotta be careful.
I know, they are.
Right? How do I know you're not gallivanting around?
Yes. Yes, because I would get so far.
I'm just saying, right?
Yes.
You could be trying.
Mm-hmm. No.
How do I know these things? How do I know?
Lisa.
Samantha.
I have a walker. I have a cast. Do you know how hard it is to walk with one leg? The hop system doesn't work well with stairs or inclines or anything of that nature. And after a while, your one leg and your ass cheek get really, really sore.
Oh, okay. But think of, they should be getting muscled and toned.
Well, I can get in and out of my bed a little bit easier and in and out of chairs and all that kind of fun stuff.
So that's a win-win.
But yeah, other than like long distances, definitely not happening with a walker.
No, you're not like in the walker championship yet.
Not really, no.
Nothing like that. You got to get that one. Like I said, once your knee heals, you got to get the scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
I'm just saying, right? I see people on them at the hospital all the time and it's like, that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
Right? Then your mom can drop you off at the grocery store and say, I'm picking you up later.
No.
Yeah. And you can do your own thing. That's a little basket.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Maybe I'll get a bell.
Get a bell. Get a big flag. Get like a big pole, like a big pole thing with a flag on the back.
Maybe I'll start wearing fur hats and talking in like a different language.
Do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Right? You're in those years now.
Okay. Well, I got something better to do, though.
Okay, tell me.
I figured this is my next official, unofficial, don't get paid for a job.
Okay. I'm excited.
I want to be part of any virtual audience.
Any virtual audience?
Well, I'm deciding like which one should I shoot for because there's like a million of them now.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Why don't you be in the audience for the WrestleMania?
No, I don't care about that.
Because that's virtual.
No, I need to care.
You can't say that you're going to do anyone.
Yeah. I need to care about it. And wrestling, I don't give a shit about.
You wouldn't even just try just for me?
No.
Come on. I can hook you up.
No.
It's going to be a really good matchup.
No, I'm talking talk shows. So.
Oh.
I'm thinking Wendy Williams, Drew Barrymore, maybe like Marilyn Dennis. I think they have a virtual
thing. Your best bet's probably to do Wendy because probably not many people are doing her show. Actually, you should do Ellen because she's going down in the ratings.
Is she really? Mm-hmm.
That's the one to do, apparently. Right? Apparently not many people are listening to Ellen anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to be in a popular one, it's either Kelly Clarkson or Drew Barrymore.
I know. And you know what? I have to be honest, right? I enjoy Drew. I still can't do Kelly.
No, I'm okay with Kelly. No, I can get too y'all. Spots of
it. It's the y'all, 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 y'all. It's too much y'all. And I get that that's part of the dialect. Just use it a few times. It's like in Canada. We say A, but we don't do A after everything. Uh-huh. It's a little much.
Well, I think I'm going to throw it out to the friends of the podcast. You guys tell me who I should try and get on with as a virtual audience member. So
let us know.
Let me know.
Pick Sam's next show.
Pick my next show.
Well, okay. So speaking of TV shows, guess what I was doing before I came and joined you?
What?
Crying.
About what?
New Amsterdam.
Oh, I wasn't watching that.
I watched it. I PVR'd it. Uh-huh. He's got his baby back.
I thought he didn't want to bring the baby to the hospital.
No, she's back because he feels that, you know what? It's safe enough because daddy says it's safe. Uh-huh. Because it's daddy's job to keep her safe. Oh, look at that. There, the tears are going to start again. And then the little girl, Luna, said, Dada here. And he's like, Dada's always here.
Dad is always going to be here.
Right? That, and then you throw in a little bit of my This Is Us.
Oh. Were you a sobbing mess?
I'm torturing myself. It's like the water torture chamber I feel I'm part of right now. It's the craziest thing, Samantha.
Oh my God. Okay, but I'm way more interested in your weekend activities. Oh. Apparently, you were thrust into your competition.
It's crazy.
You had people trying to sabotage you.
Like the great sabotage of 2021 happened. I know. Right?
So tell us about the competition for the Boom Baby Bakery.
So friends of the podcast, as you know, right, I have my big competition, right? The third annual one this year.
For the sandwich artiste.
It was the sandwich artiste, right? And so I wasn't sure, right, what sandwich to make. It was kind of a last minute. HHG, she said, you got to do a panini, right? Panini's going to win it. So I gave it a lot of thought. And I'm like, all right, you know what? For our girl, I'll do panini, right? And then I was going to do, right, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I was calling it Thankful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Right? Because it was the meal that's thankful and gives back. So it was Thanksgiving on a panini. And so for the practice round, that's what I was making. And it was getting good, really, really. I remember I sent you a picture.
Yes. It looked delicious.
It looked really good, didn't it? And
something it was getting you pulled off the internet, but yes.
Listen, and it was getting good reviews, right? Like people were like, that tastes good. That tastes good. So I felt really confident going into the legit round, right? After the practice. Okay. I thought, I felt put a little swagger in my step, and I got this when I was going into Sunday. All of a sudden, right, you got 3 hours to do all your stuff, and what happens? My panini maker's not heating up, Samantha. What the hell?
Your fake panini maker?
My panini maker.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the cord. I don't know if it's the iron part of the panini. I don't know. All I know is that it's not working, right? And that sounds like sabotage to me.
It does.
Right? So then what's a girl supposed to do?
Start over. Start fresh.
You got to start fresh, right? You got to start thinking, what else are you going to make? What else are you going to make? Do you remember what I made?
A clubhouse?
No.
I don't remember.
It was a sub. It was just a sub. I made the ultimate, remember? I made the ultimate sinful sub.
Oh, that's right.
The sinful sub. The sinful sub.
Got it.
Had a little bit of everything on it, right?
Yes.
Including my special sauce, which is a raspberry vinaigrette. Go figure, right? Who expects that on a sub? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. But no, there it nobody. Was. And then they threw in a twist. Then they decided you needed to have a dessert and you needed to have something to drink.
Oh, I see.
Right? Because that's what they do on these shows, right? Because they're trying to check it. They're trying to make sure, like, can you really do it all or are you only a one-trick pony? Uh-huh. Well, this girl's not a one-trick pony, right?
No, she is not.
She is not, right? So I made pie. I made a beautiful raspberry pie. It was delicious. Okay. It was so good. Rave reviews. Very flaky crust. And then I made a chocolate, sinful chocolate shake.
Shake, raspberry pie, and a sinful Subway.
And a sin, not a Subway.
Oh, sorry.
A sinful sub. Not a Subway, a sinful sub.
Sorry. Slip.
Right, with some sinful sauce. Sinful sub with some sinful sauce.
Alrighty.
And
you say so.
Happy to say, not only did I win the competition, I this year was voted number one nice girl. Remember, oh. Remember I took that picture and I sent you that picture.
Yes, and I got you nice.
Yeah, remember I got a plaque that said number one nice.
Yeah.
So how crazy is that?
It was all done virtually, so it's not really real. So
Samantha,
what or did you, better what, yet, it's a delusion of your mind. So that's even more exciting.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Yeah. But I was tired. But guess what? Not too tired that I couldn't do my new part-time job.
I've never been so happy to have a broken ankle because that meant I didn't have to participate.
Because I told you, right? I was gonna bring you along. And then I said to the HHG, I said, and I would have brought you along, I said, but you had to work. And she's like, oh, and sometimes she gets a little big for her britches, eh? And she's like, oh my God, that would have been so cool. I would have loved that so much. I'm like, great, because I'm also doing it this Sunday. So our girl, right? I probably won't make her do it, but I'm going to try and make her do it, right?
Oh, you know what? Well, you know, she stepped in it.
So. She did step in it, right? And she's like, oh, Mother Parker. I'm like, just saying. So... So for my work, right, we're doing this delivery service thing, right? Because we've done a fundraiser for this, for a Greek gourmet feast. Mm-hmm. And the volunteers, we have volunteered our time and we are Skip the Dishes.
Oh, perfect.
I am so good at it.
You are so good at it. Okay,
there
you go.
I am so good. Like pick up, delivery, drop off, contactless, take care, thank you. On to my next one. I gotta go. Go, go, go.
How many did you actually do?
I did 3.
Woo.
I know. It feels like as though you're kind of in the Amazing Race, right? Because you pick it up at the restaurant and you pull away, right? And you're trying to like get there in record time because you know that people are wanting their supper.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I am really good. So if this retail gig doesn't work out for me.
Delivery driver.
I think so.
You could do it.
I think I could do it. My car smelled so good.
I sure
smelled
it
so good, right? I'm like, oh my God, it smelled so good.
You didn't get a dinner for you and Mike?
No, I did not. Hey, I did not. But I would have delivered. So isn't that fun? It was so fun. Yeah. So it was. That's my part time job. So issue. It's a big one. You know how we're pretty protective of our Popeyes?
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen the commercial. Have you seen the commercial with the KFC?
Oh my God. Everyone's trying to be Popeyes now.
They're now using the Popeyes bag.
Oh, are they?
The exact bag, but only it's KFC bag.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, dear KFC, how about you come up with something new? Because Popeyes, your burger, your chicken burger, it looks like the Popeyes, but we all know it's not tasting like the Popeyes.
It's not tasting like the Popeyes.
So don't put lipstick on a pig. It's the same
thing.
Don't
put lipstick on a pig.
Don't put lipstick on a pig.
Okay, so KFC is not the only one doing this. McDonald's too has the same version, and it's very lackluster, according to John, because he had to test it out.
Okay,
and he's like, "It's no Popeyes.
It's no Popeyes.
No, it's no Popeyes.
There is no Popeyes.
There is no Popeyes. But I have good news on the taco front.
Oh,
Burger King finally dropped those grease laden.
Why are people going to the Burger King for a taco?
I don't know.
Why are people buying fast food tacos? Would be my other question, mind you. Mike and I talked about that the other day. Mike's like, wonder why people do that. I'm like, it's a good question.
It's a good question.
It can't sit well.
No, it can't. And like, the only taco I trust, and we've eaten at Taco Bell. I believe Taco Time is way better than Taco Bell.
Way better. Way, way better.
Way better. I'll eat Taco Time anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime.
Anytime.
It's Taco Time.
But yeah, McDonald's, KFC, you ain't Popeyes. Sorry.
You ain't Popeyes, right? Whether you put it in the same bag, whether whatever, you ain't the same pickles, you're not Popeyes.
Oh my God, that was the problem with the McDonald's sandwich. John said it had no pickles, and there wasn't even a good sauce on it.
See? And you know that it's not a brioche bun.
No.
And that's what's making the Popeyes so is the brioche.
Uh-huh. Right? Because it's soft. It's just right.
Exactly.
Doesn't break up. Doesn't nothing. Fall into pieces.
No, nothing.
It's delish.
So good.
Okay, but I got to talk about your girl.
Okay.
Queen Elizabeth.
My girl, the queen.
The girl, the queen. Mm-hmm. Sent flowers and a note to the hospital that cared for Prince Philip.
And that's the queen doing that.
That's the queen.
So if the queen is doing that, what the hell are the rest of us doing to pay it forward?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We aren't doing anything good.
Right? We're not. Right? Right? We go and we say thank you and then we never think again.
Exactly.
Right? The queen, she's 92, 94, 107. And there she is.
She's something.
Sending a little note because she's thrilled that her husband lives another day.
Yeah, you know what I did? What? When I got my surgery? What? My mom and I stole the ice pack.
You stole?
We stole the ice pack.
Samantha.
It was a good ice pack.
Wow.
Yeah, our nurse was like, if I don't see you take it.
Oh, my goodness. Like,
thank you.
That's corruption at its worst right there.
Whatever, it's a fucking ice pack.
Right? When I had my heart attack, because this is because I was thankful that they saved my life. But before I left, Mike and I went out and we bought thank you cards.
Oh, that's very nice.
I know, because I gave one to the surgeon. Thank you for saying that you would save me when nobody else would. Yes. And then to the nurses, right? Thank you for giving me the good drugs in my IV when the others just wanted to give me pills. Right? Always, if I don't teach anybody anything else in this world, if you have an IV and you need medication for pain, you have to ask for it to go in the IV.
Yeah, it gets to you quicker.
Oh, and it's such a joyful feeling as it
well,
gets to you.
Well, that's how I went from cracking a joke to sleeping to waking up and my leg was already in a cast.
Right? That's the beauty right there. Exactly.
Because I told that anesthesiologist and I said, dude, I don't want to hear a thing. Right? I don't want to be awake. Deal. Exactly.
Deal.
Fantastic.
Right? We got stuff for that.
We got stuff for that.
Okay, here's a funny story. So the other day, Mike's driving me to work. And we're listening. I don't know what radio station we're listening to. And I'll obviously not one that he likes, right? Must be one that just I like. And all of a sudden an ABBA song comes on. And it's that Take a Chance on Me, right? Mm-hmm. You know that? You know how much
fun
that is?
Are you going to sing it for us? Because that would be awesome.
Do you want me to?
No.
Sure I can.
Nope. Yeah. I was joking.
My very best. Dun, 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 dun. No. Put you to the test. Dun, 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 dun.
Anyways.
Take a chance on me. That's what I know. And I was singing it. And I said to Mike, I said, oh my God. I said, what a great song. I said, instantly puts everybody in a good mood. Dry humor, Mike Gibson. Not everybody. And I'm like, come on. He's like, nope, not everybody. Not everybody is in a good mood right now with this song. And I'm like, really?
How come?
Like, I get you don't love ABBA, but how can you not love ABBA?
I don't. Well, maybe he didn't grow up with ABBA.
Everybody grew up.
Maybe Hilda wasn't an ABBA fan or his sister who would have probably listened to ABBA potentially.
I don't know. So weird, hey?
That's funny.
I know, right? He was so, not everybody.
He's like the comic relief of your life.
Oh my God. He's so dry. He's so dry. It's so funny. So funny.
Oh, okay. But speaking of funny, my favorite is show, and I would have to now officially buy Amazon Prime in order to keep watching it.
Oh.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is filming again.
Oh.
I think this is the third season or maybe the fourth season. I can't remember. But the lead actress was seen using a HEPA filter umbrella.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was actually kind of cool. Really? And I'm like, could you see yourself sporting that HEPA umbrella? It was a clear umbrella with a little filter inside of it, but it had longer plastic sides. And she was walking around in this little umbrella.
As somebody who sported an umbrella for years, having to take the bus to and from work, not my favorite accessory.
No.
It pokes you in the head. It's awkward.
It's tiring, hanging on to it.
Right? We're not meant to just hang on to something up high for long periods of time.
But what if it kept you safe?
I don't know. It still seems like a lot of, I don't know. Do I want a lot of work for safety? I don't know.
You might.
I don't know if I do.
You might.
I don't know. I don't know. I have strong thoughts with an umbrella. I think, you know what? We're fine.
You have strong thoughts.
Very anti-umbrella. You know what? When I first, I remember telling a British lady in the store once about my umbrella and how I wasn't very good at it and how it always poked me in the head when I walked. And if it was windy, it would turn inside out. And she said to me, she's like, she described the umbrella in sexual terms and not knowingly, right? And she's like, you have to hang on to the shaft. You have to get one that has a good shaft. She's like, and then you hang on to the knob of it. And I'm like, this is the weirdest. And it turned me off of umbrellas forever. I can never think of an umbrella the same way.
Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew?
You can sexualize an umbrella.
This old lady sexualizes an umbrella. And I'm like, it's the creepiest thing that you're just doing right now.
Oh, God.
Stop talking about it.
So weird.
Where you put your hand on the shaft. It's an umbrella. I got to use it when I get off the bus. Oh, I don't want to think of it like that.
That's not good.
No, not good. And it's an old, and I don't want you old lady talking to me about that. It was really awkward and uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So I was reading an article and apparently there are three bad behaviors that are actually good for you.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Being a bad boy or a rebel is actually good for you.
Okay.
Because it helps you be creative and sort of takes you outside of your normal existence.
Okay.
Right? Shakes things up a bit.
Interesting.
Being bored typically would be seen as a bad behavior. Why are you bored? Go do something. Go. What did your mother always say? Go play outside.
Find something to do or I'll find something for you.
Something for you.
Right?
But being bored is actually a good behavior because you actually can get some kind of, again, some kind of creativity out of that.
Okay.
It's okay to be bored.
Huh.
And apparently, and this is the one I love the most, swearing is okay.
I agree with that, right?
People who swear, apparently, it helps you.
I think it releases endorphins.
Well, I think it just gives you that out. That
and you know what? And shame on that fucker who decided that swearing was bad. Right?
Oh, that mofo.
Right? Like, shame on that person who just decided. Like, who decided that? Like who made you the boss?
Oh, my God. Go to the Netflix special, The History of Swearing.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got there yet.
It is freaking hilarious.
I haven't got there.
It is so, so funny. It's so funny. It's only, it's very short, like half an hour episodes, but it teaches you different swear words down through the, oh my God, it's so funny.
This is my new issue with Netflix. So somebody from work.
You have issues with Netflix? What are you, wrong with you or what?
Listen, let me tell you. Somebody from work told me about, because I like sports stuff, right? And so does he. And he told me about a show called Last Chance U. And it's about kids who are really good athletes, but they don't have the grades to go to the top schools.
Yes.
So they go to like lower schools, but they have really great empowering coaches.
Okay.
So made by the same people that made the Cheer documentary show.
Oh, okay.
So along those lines, right? So I'm watching it, right? And I'm lying on the magic couch.
Uh-huh.
And here's my issue with the Netflix, right? There needs to be, dear the Netflix. This is Lisa speaking, in case you weren't sure. You need to have more time in between your episodes because when you're lying on the magic couch and you magically nod off and on, I don't know whereabouts I am.
Well, that's your problem, not theirs.
It's their problem because I feel that that it's rushed. So then what happens is all of a sudden then when I finally do wake up, it says I'm on like I'm on episode 6 and I'm like, I'm not on episode 6. I'm still on episode 1.
Okay. So basically you want your TV to recognize when you fall asleep is
what
you're saying.
That would be perfect. That's what there needs to be.
Okay. It's not going to happen.
But imagine if like, you know how like there's Siri and everybody else. Imagine if that one person out there just knew that you nodded off and it magically paused your recording or paused your show for you.
I think that would be creepy, but sure.
Really? I think it would be awesome.
I think it'd be creepy.
Why? It could be like on your watch. Your watch picks it up. Like,
well, then you might as well buy like a Google thing or an Amazon Alexa or.
I don't want
to have it program them and program it to turn off your TV.
But I don't want to turn. How would it know to turn it off? How does it know I'm sleeping?
Because it's listening to you.
No, I don't like that. That's creepy. That's creepy, Samantha.
Oh, whatever. Right. Okay, but you know what's not creepy, but is really, really funny?
What?
Facebook Tuesday killed it. Knocked it out of the park again. Knocked it out of the park.
Because people are ready for some barbecue.
They have some serious, serious ideas about barbecue.
They do.
Which I loved.
Right.
But apparently coleslaw. See you later.
The world can live without coleslaw.
And apparently people can live without kebabs.
Nobody wants to do the work for the kebab.
No.
That seems to be the thing, right? Everybody's, no, too much work for that kebab.
It's dry.
But you know what's funny? Is I love kebabs, and you can buy the kebab already made.
Yes, you can. But there's still a lot of work, and they're not necessarily like moist. That's for sure.
I don't know. Don't use that word, please. That's a yucky word.
Moist.
Don't say moist. Or if you say moist, fine. Nipple.
Oh,
I know you hate that word.
What has that got to do with barbecue,
Lisa? It's a word that you hate. And I hate moist.
Okay. But apparently there was a bit of confusion about what brisket is.
Yeah, because nobody knows what brisket is.
Brisket is beef, man.
Yeah, whereabouts on the cow is the brisket?
It's tasty beef.
Where's the brisket on the cow?
It's like probably around the shoulder. No,
nobody
like
knows. You don't know that for sure.
Flank or I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And flank is not good beef.
I don't know. Flank, whatever, man. No.
When it has to be like juiced up and rubbed and marinated and kicked to death for 72 hours before it can be eaten, we can live without that piece of meat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm just saying.
I've totally blanked on what you're saying. I don't really care. I've had brisket and it's delicious.
I've had brisket and it's...
It's delish.
I'm with the people.
Too delicious. Quit. Hey, hey.
No, there's no hey. Oh, no, there is a hey, hey, actually. There is a hey. Adam from The Odd Dad Adam. Out, remember? He sent me every now and then he'll send us late night Instagrams. There's you a hey, hey.
There is a hey, hey.
It's like he knows that I'm a bad sleeper or something.
And he knows that I'm always right. So that's always helpful.
I know, right? And he seems to be more Team Sam than Lisa.
Well, he knows. Okay, but speaking of our Instagram and all the fun stuff that's called Lisa, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Yes.
It's time for us to talk to you guys about bringing people to the podcast.
Yes.
Get them to come to us, subscribe through Podbean. Or through whatever podcast app that you have. Download our episodes. That's what we love. We need to know if you guys are listening. And when you download, that tells us if you're listening. So do it. Just do it.
Do it, do it, do it.
Do it, do it. Also, if you love what you hear, you can actually help us out by going to Patreon or Podbean Patreon. And for as little as $2 a month, you can help us out. And that money goes towards the equipment that we buy or the different streaming devices that we use. So if you like what you hear, please go to patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And in Podbean, it's under I Shake My Head. You'll see me. There's a money bag apparently over my face. Just hit it. Just hit it. It's okay.
Punch.
I won't take it personally. Also, we have merch. So Threadless is where we go to get merch. You can get hats. You can get cups. You can get bags. You can get leggings. Don't do that.
No,
you can get shower curtains.
I challenge
don't do
somebody
that.
Now to get the shower curtain.
No, I don't get a shower curtain.
For a spare bathroom.
It's so creepy.
It'd be so funny. Creepy. It'd be so weird.
So creepy. Anyways, if you'd like some merch, you can go to ishakemyhead.threadless.com. You can join in the fun. Every day we're posting something on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So you can reach us on all three of those social media platforms. You can also listen to us at pod.link/ismh or ismhead.podbean.com. And we are part of the PodFix Network, which we love. And there's lots of great podcasts on there, guys. So please check them out. Lisa?
Samantha?
Is it time for us to talk about brownies?
Are we missing out on brownies?
We might be.
I feel that there might have been a valid point to brownies.
Well, I think I know who can help us out with that point about brownies.
I think I know who can help us out to that point about brownies too. I think we both can.
Yes, I think it's time for Janie Oliver. Guys, we hope you love her.
We are so excited to have on our podcast the well-renowned, the most fabulous Janie Oliver, owner, chef, and culinary sorceress of the Sunflower in Ottawa, California. But not only is she a culinary sorceress, she writes a cookbook, and it's called The Sunflower Diaries, Recipes from Thursday Night Cooking Class.
Yep. A lot of fun.
We're so glad to have you with us, Janie. You are busting my gut already. I cannot wait for the rest of this podcast. I cannot wait.
Samantha, I told you, right? I said she's a funny girl. She's a funny girl. Lots of talents, right?
But you know what? Looks aren't everything. They're not. And neither is smell.
Smell, there's a lot to do with smell, though. Smell, yeah. Right? You got to be careful with that smell.
Oh my gosh, it's so great to see you guys. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for thinking of me.
So happy. Of course. So happy, right? Because my deep affection for the clan of Oliver, right?
It's true. There is a posse.
Yeah. There's a posse, and they're just a wonderful group, right? There's Ron, and then there's yourself, and then there's Fuss, right? Tracy.
Yep, the younger one.
Mm-hmm. And
by the way, is going to be a grandmother soon.
Oh my God, I just feel like I'm 125 right now.
Shut up. When I found out I was going to be a great aunt, well, I'm already a great aunt, but
right, yeah.
When I found out I was going to be a great aunt, like just the satisfaction being able to call my sister a grandmother,
right? Holy.
Hey, Grandma.
That is so
going?
Crazy.
Grandma.
Yeah. Grandma, right? Wow.
It's
that
good.
Is so, so crazy. So, as Sam said, so excited to have you. And we're just going to have some fun, and we're just going to ask you lots of questions. And we want people to get to know you.
Oh, okay, great. It's so funny because I'm so used to asking the questions. When I was on the air, it was always like, hey, Getty Lee, how's your cabin? Buddy?
And did you like doing that?
Oh, God, I love being on the air. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
You talk to like millions of people. And it was great. The greatest thing about being on the air, especially at Rock 95 in Barrie, was that everyone from Toronto would be driving up to the cottage on Friday nights and I'd be on the air.
Yeah.
And they'd all call in. So like, you know, all the Toronto DJs and everybody, it was fun. Cause like, hey, what are you doing? Playing music. And what are you doing?
And it was the coolest thing to be able to say, you know, yeah. So my sister's friend, she's like a DJ and you probably hear her all the time. Cause that was the coolest thing back then, right? Was to be like, you had like the kick-ass dream job.
Oh, it was so much fun. I loved it. I fell into it, but man, I loved it so much. But as you may or may not know, we come from a long line of broadcasters. Dad broadcasted on the CBC. That was his thing.
Yeah.
Helen, as you know, or may not know, was a hand model.
Yes.
And a dancer, but she, you know, decided to be a mom, which was great. But
no better mom than Helen.
Oh my God.
Right.
Everybody that knew Helen. Yeah.
When we talked with Ron, we shared some Helen stories, and I have tons of Helen memories too. And she was just such a character, like so, like larger than life.
Yep.
Like, but then your whole family kind of is, because you guys are all such big character people, right? You really are. Like, you guys just have like big hearts and big spirits and big personalities, which is so cool.
Well, you know, we were very lucky. Especially growing up, I mean, even when there was nothing, we had no idea there was nothing.
Yeah.
And that comes from our parents. So we were raised so well.
Yeah.
And with so much love, like, as you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Holy cow. Like, everybody was always welcome at the house all the time.
Yep. Even if you guys weren't there, it didn't matter, right? I remember there's lots of times.
It did not matter.
I was like the typical latchkey kid, and I remember Tracy wouldn't even be at home, and I'd bike to New Lowell to go hang out with Helen. It's like Helen's like, I'll make sure you can put the bike in the back of the Lincoln Continental, and I'll drive you back to Stainer, dear.
Yeah, here, have a fish stick. Right. She'd make the fish sticks.
She'd make the fish sticks. Oh my God. Right? Have some tea in her little fancy cups.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Which I have all of those.
Wow.
Now.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Okay, I got a question for you.
Sure.
What was the one thing you really wanted to be growing up?
Older.
Older.
Yeah.
It's a good goal.
It's a good goal.
Good goal.
I think you've succeeded. I don't know.
Oh, honey, I have. I just realized that in a month I'm going to be 55.
That's barely anything.
You are not 55. What do you take? What lotions do you put on your face? Please let me know.
100% 55. Yeah. Although my brother will attest that he is the younger child. I said, how's that math work? Because you're 6 years older than me. That's really weird.
It's really weird, hey?
So weird. What I wanted to be when I grew up. Now, I honestly just lived day by day. I really did. I had no, there was no like, oh, maybe I'll do that. I think because of mom, everything was open.
Yeah.
We could be anything we wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, right down it, a wife of an incredibly rich man.
Yep.
So I wouldn't have to work ever. And, so kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. And I could rescue like every donkey and every horse and every dog on the planet and have this giant ranch in Montana someplace and keep all of them.
Because that's your family. You guys are those people too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember as a teen, Sam, these guys, they had horses. And I don't ride horses, but I remember you guys had a white horse. Did you have a white horse?
Egbert.
And I remember we would ride it down to Nan's.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
We'd ride it down to Nan's, down the road, down to Nan's. Yep. And I'm like,
the main road, like the main highway.
Yeah.
And, right? But Egbert was great. He was an Arabian. He was beautiful. And yeah. I've rescued and pulled so many, Arabians and thoroughbreds from the kill pens in Louisiana and Alabama and Pennsylvania and brought them to my ranch in Shadow Hills, California.
So do you follow Jan Arden?
No.
No, because Jan Arden's doing a lot of great things with rescuing horses that are being shipped to Japan and things like that. Hey, she's all over Twitter.
Terrible.
Yeah, yep. Raising a lot of awareness for that.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. The problem is a breeding problem. It's a horse breeding problem.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. They just have to stop breeding the horses.
So
and
crazy.
And people just dump them. They just dump them. And that's a passion of mine. I mean, I'm incredibly passionate about it. I have loaded, probably for the past, I don't know, 15 years, Leslie Danko and my sister.
Yeah.
They're like, there are six Arabian. Let's get them up from Ohio. Got it. So, like, I'm on it, no problem, got you,
right?
So like when you're on a first name basis with the guy from the kill pen whose name's probably Dwayne, and it's just like, yeah, but anyway, that's another thing that I do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you mentioned you were in radio and production, but what drew you to cooking?
I've always cooked. Day one, my great-grandmother, our great-grandmother, she was a maid for God a billion years, like probably 50 years,
right?
In an incredibly great household. They were oil people.
Wow.
And she had the room off the kitchen, and I remember going there as a kid, and this kitchen was just like filled with light, and it was all windows and gorgeous, and we would go there like on the weekends and just hang out in the kitchen and go see their animals and just spend time, because mom was basically raised by her grandmother.
Right.
Right. So, and we go there, and I one of my favorite photos is a shot of me and great grandma in her kitchen.
That's
and
cool.
I never noticed until a few years ago when I was doing the first cookbook, that picture, her oven, and above her oven is this huge sunflower.
Oh,
yeah. Cool.
That's right. Weird. That's kind of a cool message.
Right.
Yes.
So yeah, I just always did, you know, I always baked. I'm a baker probably more than a cook, 'cause I love the chemistry of it.
Okay.
So, and then moving up here to the mountains, it's a whole different thing, 'cause you got the elevation. So it's like relearning all your recipes again. So
that's so cool.
Oh my God. You mean the elevation affects the baking?
Samantha. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Hi, non-baker in the group.
Well, Lisa would know because she's a great baker.
Right? Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Right? I don't want to give up all my secrets. This is Jamie's time, not my time.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. That's funny. Okay. But I also heard you're a fan of the 80s. And, you know, Lisa and I love to reminisce in the 80s. Do you have a favorite, like, 80s band or, like, a rocker guy? Or, like, is there something about the 80s that, you know, makes you want to go back there?
Oh, let's think about that for a minute. I started working at Chum FM in Toronto in 84.
Oh.
And because I wanted to meet Duran Duran.
Shut the front door. Did you ever meet them?
No, but I did go to a couple of concerts. And Rick Springfield. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing. I'm like, if I'm in radio, I'll meet Rick Springfield. Mm-hmm. You're 18. Good luck. That's my thing. And Peter Gabriel, like, best concert. If you go through, like, best concerts ever. Peter Gabriel, 1985. Yeah. Great, amazing concert. Amazing. Yeah. And then probably U2's Zoo Tour. That was really great. Because I was dating the drummer from a Canadian band at the time that was opening for them.
And who was that by chance? Janie.
Just a band.
Let's see,
what else?
No, I need a name. Because if I recognize it, I'm Googling it.
She's not giving it up.
Girls, no.
Come on!
Matthew, don't badger the guest.
I'm totally Googling the band who played with U2. I'm diving into the Google.
Trust me, there's nothing there. I have people that work for me. They hide everything.
They've hidden everything. You know what? You want to hear something funny from the 80s, Jenny? I believe I have an album of yours that was Stephen Tintin Duffy.
Oh my God.
It's me. I have it. If you've ever been looking for it.
Where did that go?
It's in my stuff.
Horrible.
I know, right?
Horrible. Thief, really?
Tracy and I used to scoop your stuff, right?
Oh, all the time.
That's what we did, right?
I barely have any clothes anymore. Where did everything go?
We used to take everything we could. You would be gone. Whether we were staying with you for a weekend in Toronto, didn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. We wouldn't take any of our own stuff, Sam, because we're wearing Jamie's stuff.
No.
I always wondered. I'm like, that closet seems to have some more room. That's odd.
Right, and whatever we could scoop, right? She won't notice. That was always wicked, so fun.
Okay. Wicked beasts.
I know, right? So, my love of cooking, it's fairly newly founded there, Janie. I became totally obsessed with cooking when I had my heart attack.
Right, because
you have to eat better, right? So you're hearing that always in your ear, you got to eat better. And I had a lot of time on my hands, so I started watching all the cooking shows. Right? That became my thing. I was totally hooked on every, it doesn't even matter. Other than I don't always like the kids ones, not always my favorite. But anything else?
Who likes kids?
Right? There's too many kids and cooking.
They're a fatty meat. You can't cook that.
You can't cook that, right?
You're not talking about cooking.
Oh, right? I'm not the lady kidnapping the kids and putting them in the oven.
Kids cooking shows, I'm like, wait a minute. No, you can't cook that. It's
you
too
got
much
that
fat.
Now? So that's where my love of cooking came from, just so you know.
Right. Oh, it's relatively that's good.
New. Yeah. It was like a new hobby I picked up.
So what's one of your go-to dishes?
Oh, God.
You know, I make a really, really great meatloaf. Like when I beat Bobby Flay not too long ago, it was with my signature dish was meatloaf.
What, like a turkey meatloaf or like meatloaf?
Just a meatloaf, like traditional. Mm.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't eat cow. So yeah.
No. Right. But it's a good one. And I do really good, smashed potatoes.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Nice. Can't go wrong there.
Garlic, cream, salt, pepper.
Yeah. But my twist is a little bit of chip dip.
Stop it.
I'm not even kidding.
Shut the front door.
Not even joking. No, dead serious.
No, you should take none of this.
I have to write this down.
Get a pen and paper.
No, come back.
Just a minute. What's happening? I'm writing this down.
Right?
Because she never made this. She never. Janie.
What?
Janie, listen.
Just a little scoop.
In Lisa's world, she thinks she can cook, and she thinks that she's made smashed potatoes because she watched it being made.
But I got the twist. Yeah.
But the twist is apparently, all me. Yes.
That's all me.
Yeah.
So those are just a few of my secrets.
Yeah, it's a little weird world that she lives in where she thinks she can cook.
Samantha, just because we always say our cooking used to taste like necessity.
Oh, sweet mother of God. Oh, my God. Don't have Janie believing you can cook, Lisa, because this is just breaking. It's just breaking my heart.
Well, I mean, it would make me so happy to think that you're like, yeah, I got this.
In my mind.
No, I got it. I was putting installing my kitchen cabinets, and I put a drill bit through my finger.
Ouch. Oh, my God.
Ouch.
No. Feels great. Feels
yes. Good, yeah. Sure
it does. You know, that good type of pain.
It's like, it was worth it.
It's not a job done if you're not hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Cabinets up. It's a little red.
Right? That's what I say in the kitchen, right? You don't walk away with a little blister from the oven. It wasn't a well done day.
No, it's not worth it.
Right? Oh, dear That's God. All. That's
okay.
All.
All right. We're going to play a little game called This or That.
Okay.
All right. Ladies, first one, marinade or rub?
Well, it depends.
This or that. You only get to choose one. There's no in between. I'm making very strict rules here.
Oh, she's a rule break. She's a rule girl.
But it depends. It depends on what you're cooking.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm always going to say it's a marinade.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Because that's closest to a sauce.
Because you don't want the acid in some things. Sometimes you just want a nice rub. I mean, I know I do.
I don't know what a nice marinade looks like compared to a rub. But now that you put it that way.
Well, okay. If you have a gun to my head, I'm going to go rub.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Rice or potato?
Potato.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Right.
Wine or cocktail?
Wine.
I agree.
Steak or shrimp?
Shrimp.
Because you're not eating cow.
I don't eat cow.
No.
Oh, like at all? When did that happen? Like all your whole life?
No, I was moving back to Rhode Island with my first husband. Oh, wait, Daisy. What, Daisy? What's going on? See, I told you there'd be a dog sooner or later.
Aw, puppy.
Hi, Strudel. Oh, it's my good girl. East Valley Shelter Dog, thank you. 11
nice.
Years ago.
Nice, good for you.
Strudel. I don't know where her sister is. Her name's The Cheese. So, cow. She's head of security for the property.
Oh, good. Gotta have that.
Yeah, cow story. Driving back east, going through Texas. Texas, hello, cows. And I'm driving along, I'm like, woo, here we go, trip. And I just happened to turn this way, and I looked at a stock truck going here. And this cow, I locked eyes on this cow. It wasn't a cow, it was a bull probably, not a steer, because not, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, male cow. And literally as the truck passed my car, I came over this tiny hill, and it was just as far as the eye could see, stockyards. I pulled the car over and was sobbing.
Oh, like,
you don't know where you're going. Yeah, that was it.
That was the end of it.
Okay.
Can't do it.
Makes
can't
sense. It. No, makes yeah. sense.
Okay. That can't, makes sense to me.
Can't do it.
Can't do nope. it.
All right. Well, let's continue. Hollandaise or bechamel?
Hollandaise.
Always. Right. Always. 100%. Why do we even do a bechamel? Why are we even doing that?
It's a base sauce. It's one of the five mother sauces.
You got to have it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, a real chef would know that, Lisa. Five mother sauces.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
Sam gets nasty sometimes at me about my cooking.
Wow.
I know, right? That's not very nice. Right?
Yeah, no.
Has Sam eaten? Did you have dinner? I know it's late for you guys.
No, I've had dinner. Okay, eggs Benny or omelet?
Eggs Benedict.
Okay. Yes.
Pancake or French toast?
French toast.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. No,
interesting.
Always French toast. Everyone else goes pancake.
You're doing the French toast.
Okay.
All right.
We.
Last one. Pasta or pizza?
Oh, it's not even a question.
It depends on the day of the week and who's making it. Yeah, no, it really does. For me. I don't know. But the go-to? It's pizza.
Pizza, right? Yeah, pineapple on the pizza?
Oh, 100%.
100%, right? Because we're Canadian and we're proud of it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want on that? I want the meat lovers and throw some pineapple
Pineapple
look at you like you have three heads.
Yeah. Right? That just upsets the world so much, pineapple on a pizza.
I love it. Makes me so happy. Yeah, put the pineapple on it. What? Yeah. Maya!
I know, right? Makes no sense.
It's like the Beetlejuice face, you know, when he turns around. He's like, that's what I see. And I see, put pineapple on that.
So funny. Okay, we got some more questions for you, JD.
Sure.
We're going to let you talk at the end. We're going to let you tell everybody all your stuff.
I have nothing to say.
Oh, yeah, yes, you do. I think you do. I think you do, my friend. Okay, question number one for you. Would you ever want to be a chef at the White House?
No.
No?
Nope.
Why?
Because I don't work for other people. Janie does not work well with others.
Does not work well with others. Okay. Plays well with others.
Not really.
Not really. No. As you get older, has that changed?
Why do you think I live on a mountain?
Is it like a classic, like I hate people?
No.
Right? Because we work in the world of retail and sometimes we start to hate people.
Yeah, no, people are great. They just can't get beyond themselves, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's a good way to look at it.
And so what I do is I'm like, here, have a lemon bar. It'll make your day.
Right? My mom used to always say, nothing a good drink can't fix.
Well, she's right.
Right? So same type of thing, though, but a lemon bar, too.
Yeah, right? Have a lemon bar. Yeah.
What did you have for supper last night?
Last night? Monday night? Yeah. I made shrimp scampi.
Wow. Just for you?
Yeah, well, it's only me. The dogs can't eat it.
So shrimps, like you're just whipping up some shrimp scampi for one.
Yeah. Look and I you. Just made this great, where'd it go? This great penny vodka sauce. It's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, Sam, we don't do that.
No, we don't.
We don't do that.
But you know what? It's so easy. You've got everything in your house to make that, I bet.
Really?
Just saying.
Probably. Mm. Might be worth looking into. Okay, do you call that meal supper or dinner?
Food that I need to eat because I'll collapse if I don't.
Okay, you don't call
and,
it.
And it's in quotes.
And it's in quotes. You don't think, it's supper time?
No, I eat lasagna at like 10 in the morning.
Oh, you're that girl.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because I work constantly. So it's like, why is everything spinning? Oh, I should probably eat.
Should eat, right? Right?
Yeah.
The sugar's getting low and mama needs to eat.
100%.
Yeah. Hey, what's your knife hand? That's chef talk, Samantha.
Yes, I know.
What's my who what?
Your knife hand.
I don't know what that means.
Cutting. Knife.
It depends. I'm ambidextrous, so it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a useful skill.
Can be.
Could also come with a lot of expectation.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about. No, 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 I don't know.
It seems like a lot. Seems like a pressure thing. I'm tapping out. I'm just gonna stay right-handed.
Oh my god.
Bye.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. We got dirty minds here. We got dirty minds.
Nobody said PG. If you did, it would be a totally different thing.
That's right.
Okay. Last weekend on Earth, what city are you eating in and what are you eating?
I am home in Creamer with my sister.
Uh-huh.
Because I haven't seen her in I don't know how many years. Because
of COVID.
And, yep. And we're probably eating her fettuccine Alfredo because it's the only thing she can make. No, actually, let me say, Fuss is a great cook. She just doesn't have time to do it. She's an amazing cook.
She's so busy with everything.
Everything. Well,
it always
you know,
has been.
And being a grandma now.
And now being a grandma, right? She's going to become busier.
Yeah, but that's it. That's what I would do.
Because boy, does she ever have big grandma shoes to fill, hey?
Ooh.
Right? She's got the Helen shoes to fill.
She does have Helen shoes to fill. That's very, very true. That's a big.
She can do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and no, you don't need to supersede Helen, but you need to be Helen. You need to be that great of a grandma.
Got to be that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have a favorite ingredient to work with?
My go-to, I will use cardamom.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Everybody's like, ooh, what is that? What is that? I'm like,
It's cardamom. Your go-to.
Yep. Okay. It's cardamom.
Really?
Whoa.
Yep.
Well, because I'm laid up, so I've been watching a lot of cooking shows.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens.
So my mom and I are watching the great British baking show.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And this one girl used cardamom in her vegan tart today, and the judges just went crazy for it.
Yep.
So
yep.
I was just like, "Oh, cardamom. That's interesting."
So Janie says, "You're welcome."
Yeah. I make a lemon cake with that in it, actually. Oh, and it's really nice.
Nice.
Yeah. That, some triple sec and some amaretto, and then the cardamom just like finishes it off.
Wow. That sounds so good.
Okay, it's so really good. You have the sunflower.
I do.
How do you do you change the menu very often, or like how do you decide what to put on it or take off of it or that sort of thing?
Well, the sunflower originally was just baked goods, bakery, you know, made to order, specialty cakes, that kind of a thing. Scones for days. Who wants a brownie? Everybody. But it's grown.
Isn't that a good point? Who wants a brownie? If you walk into a bakery and there's a brownie, who wants a brownie? Everybody. It's absolutely true.
Yeah. The there's 13 flavors of the super wicked chocolate brownie.
Wow.
I know.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. But I've just expanded, especially after moving up here to Idlewild. I have 35 Airbnb clients now.
Nice. Oh, cool.
So here's the menu. The menu changes every week.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, and that's just that portion of it. It's called cabin catering. So the sunflower proper, I'm happy to announce.
This is big news.
We are opening our brick and mortar up here in Idlewild. The soft open will be Easter weekend. Wow. The grand opening will be Memorial weekend. So come on up.
That's so fantastic.
I'm over the moon, and I can't tell you how many times I've gone to pick the phone up.
Oh.
To call Helen and be like, hey, guess what?
Oh my God, Helen would be so stoked, eh?
Yeah.
You betcha. Helen knows. She knows.
Totally. God.
Totally knows. Right?
So it's great. We're really happy about it. When I say we, it's the royal we because it's just me. But it's pretty good. It's breakfast, lunch. It's cute little place. A giant outdoor seating. It's COVID compliant, of course.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We've got some amazing artwork from local artists.
Nice. Inside.
Fantastic.
And vegan, the vegan cinnamon buns, which of course everyone loves, and all kinds of fare. But
wow.
Yeah.
And so what made you decide to go make this big step?
I've been trying to do this probably for 10 years.
Okay.
And I came up here just on a whim. I mean, again, I've been coming up here since forever, but
yeah.
I just found out that there was a possibility that a place would be for sale that was already an existing business. I'm like, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And just kind of like put your stuff in there and figure it out. And then when COVID hit, I've been busier than a blind man at a peep show.
That's like a
that's busy.
That's busy. That's busy, friends.
That's very busy.
So I'm thinking, gosh, okay, well. So on the weekends, I would come up here and like do my thing. And I finally just bought a place. I was going to Airbnb it. And I'm like, why am I here? Why am I in L.A.? There's no reason to be paying this kind of rent.
Yeah.
In a noisy city where the air smells.
Yeah. Wow.
And, I'm like, that's it. Just big move. And it's just time for a change.
Good for
it's
you.
It's time to do it. And yeah.
Good. Good. Well, that's so exciting.
I mean, when else are you going to do it? There's never any good time to do anything. Change is scary,
right?
But if you're not scared of the change, then it's not worth doing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good for you. Your mom would be so proud for sure, right?
Yep.
And I tell you, and oh my goodness, you imagine? I could just see. And I always, when we talked with Ron, I was telling Sam, I said Helen was like the queen of the nautical look.
Oh God!
Right,
yeah.
I could see like nautical Helen making an appearance, right? Having a scone.
With the blue blazer and the
always with the blue cuff. Blazer. always.
Yep.
I don't even think Helen had pajamas. I think Helen just had blazers.
Yeah, she slept in blazers.
Yeah.
Right? It's true.
Oh my God.
Always. That's so,
oh my
so
God.
Awesome. Okay. One of my favorite foods, even though it's horrible, is a McRib. Do you think you could make a McRib?
No.
No, because you wouldn't want to, right? Because of the whole meat thing.
I can't do that. I can't make it. It's not even pork.
Thank you.
But it is so good.
It is actually so good. Our very good friend Matt loves the McRib. When it comes back out, he's like, "Hey, the McRib's back!" I'm like, "Go
exactly,
get one."
Exactly. Right.
Matt,
he's super excited. Right. That's like my favorite, and it never comes to Canada.
No way. Really?
Never. Ever.
Are you? It used to. I had a McRib coming up the 400 on the McDonald's just before you got to Barrie.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Hasn't been in Canada. Well, probably for 10 years now.
Yep.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Wow. So now it's, but yet it taunts me, right? It's all around.
You love the McRib.
I love the McRib so much. Hey, do you think that there's any way that people can make the world of fast food any better?
I highly doubt it because it's a price point thing.
Okay. So because of the price point, you get what you get.
You get what you get.
Huh. Do you have a favorite fast food place?
Yes, I do. Jack in the Box.
Oh.
Yep. When I used to drive, when Ron first bought his place out in Palm Springs in 2001, I think, I drive out with the dogs and it would be like, we'd stop at the Jack in the Box in Cali Mesa and be like, yeah, can I get a chicken, whatever the heck, and the curly fries? And can I get two Jumbo Jacks? Nothing but cheese. Thanks. Yeah. Every time.
So Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
I've never been to one.
That's cool.
I'll have to keep my eyes open.
Solid curly fry.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with a curly fry.
No. My God. No.
Okay. So do you actually have a favorite cooking show? Do you have a favorite?
She's the real deal. So she don't need to watch.
The thing is, because I do TV. So to me, it's just like, oh, it's the worst edit. I can't watch it.
Okay. So you see it.
Got it. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But favorite food movie? I have a bunch.
Food movie?
Yeah, food travel movie. Those are my things.
Yes. Okay, go for it. What are they?
Well, Under the Tuscan Sun, of course.
Yes.
Chef, which is great.
Yes. Oh my God! Did you watch it? His little thing on Netflix.
Yeah.
Where he goes with the buddy. Oh my God! It's awesome.
I never saw that one yet.
Yep. Julie and Julia, of course.
Yes. Yes.
What else? No Reservations. Amazing.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Oh, you should probably see it.
Okay.
There's another one I just saw, which, and God help me, I can't remember the name of it, but it was about the chef. When you asked me if I wanted to be the chef of the White House, no. Yeah. But this film is about the chef for the French president. Mitterrand. Actually.
Okay.
Way back when. It's such a great movie.
Oh.
Super good.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Do you have a favorite chef?
Well, of course, Tony Bourdain, but he's not with us anymore.
Sadly,
My incredibly great and talented friend Sal from Patsy's in New York on 56.
Oh yes, okay, yep. I see lots of things on your post and on your brother's post. He's family.
He's an exceptional chef. My very good girlfriend, Cheryl Cantor from Baked It Myself in Van Nuys.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing.
Cool. Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Cool. I love them all.
Oh, they're all great. It's food, man. Everybody's got to eat.
You can't go wrong.
Everybody.
But you're right. I loved Chef Bourdain too a lot. And that was a tough one. That was a tough loss.
Yeah. It was hard.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the quiz.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Just so you guys know, my AirPods are going to die.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have to go to live sound any minute, I'm sure. But
okay.
Let's do the quiz.
Okay, let's do the quiz. Okay. This is the quiz for the chefs in the group. That means I'm not included in this. So it's Lisa and Janie. So for the two chefs, here we go. When you know the answer, just yell it out.
Okay.
Which Food Network host's show often focuses on the science behind food and cooking?
Oh, what's his face?
Oh, is it Elton Eaton?
Alton.
Alton Brown. I think we both get a point.
I think you both get a point. Ding, 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 ding.
You both get a point. Him.
If the pan catches fire when you're frying bacon, what should you never throw on it?
Well, I don't know that. Oh,
water.
I would never know that. Ever.
Oh, no.
Ever.
It's a grease fire. Goodbye, house.
No, wouldn't even cross my mind. I would throw water.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It wouldn't even cross. I probably didn't pay attention to science that day.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, Mr. Brock is like spitting in his grave.
Exactly. I would probably skip and went skiing with your sister that day. Right? Or went to the beach if it was in the summer.
Oh, the beach. P4.
Right?
Okay. Which sweetener sometimes used in cooking includes levose, dextrose, and an anti-mold enzyme?
I have no idea. I wouldn't use that shit.
Sucralose.
Honey? It's honey. How did you... It's honey.
Yeah, it's honey.
I have no idea. I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that... That's a trick question.
Okay. What type of sugar includes a small amount of cornstarch to prevent lumping while mixing?
I'm not good at that part.
I don't know.
Powdered sugar.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea. I just use it.
That's a tough question.
Oh, my God.
We're stuck in the chef.
This is, whoever gets this, you win.
Okay.
Whoever gets this, it's super, super hard. Which ingredients are used for making ants on a log?
Oh, hi. Celery and raisins and peanut butter.
No, it's cream cheese, actually. Celery, cream cheese, and peanut butter.
No, it's
actually not. Down here, it's celery, blue cheese, and raisins.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Ooh.
Yeah. They serve it at Musso and Frank's.
Really? Okay. Yep. Because it became all trendy.
No.
Musso
and Frank's been around for 119 years.
Oh, it's just a good dish.
It's just a good little dish.
It's a great dish. And it's so yummy.
That's funny.
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
That's too funny. I don't think either of us fared well.
I don't think either of you won. So sorry, ladies. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
It's fine.
Okay.
I'm winning because I just get to see you guys.
Right? Oh, that's so sweet.
So nice.
Okay. So how about a would you rather?
Okay.
Are you up for it? Are you guys? Yeah. You feeling
the
it?
The ear pods are still going.
Yeah, they're still working.
Okay, good. Would you rather give up cake or pie forever?
Cake. Yeah. I hate cake.
Yeah. You hate cake and you make cakes.
You hate cake?
That's why I'm 120 pounds.
Because you hate cake. And that's why I'm not 120 pounds. Because it's not my favorite, but I can still manage to pack some away.
Oh my God.
Oh, apparently that's the secret. We need to learn to hate cake.
I need to hate cake. Okay, awesome. I'll figure it out somehow, I'm sure.
Right?
Okay.
That's awesome.
Would you rather give up bagels for a year or pasta for a year?
Oh, I can give up both.
Bagels. I hate bagels.
Bagels are overrated, aren't they?
Yeah, unless they're made really well. It's too much.
Half
a bagel.
Perfect.
Half a bagel. Fine.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I agree. But I could go without either. I don't care about the pasta too much either.
Yeah, me too. I don't really care.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Namale. That's Italian.
I love that.
I don't know that.
Okay, so I got one more question. One last question for Janie. What's the one food or recipe you have sworn never to make again?
Oh, eggplant parmesan.
Oh. Is it horrible?
No. I hate eggplant. Eggplant, why? Why? For Baba Ganoush, sure, knock yourself out. I'm not eating it.
It doesn't look like something that looks really like I want to eat either.
It's like an alien thing. I don't know.
No way. Not do an eggplant.
No, if Erica wants it, I'll make it. But I'm like, no. Nope.
That's never being served. Not making the menu.
No.
Like that.
That is not going on the lunch menu, I'll tell you that.
No, exactly. So, dear Janie, we've had a blast. We need you to tell, where can we find you? Where can people find you? Tell us a little bit about so our social media can work with your social media.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. We're going to plaster you everywhere for the next week.
Oh, my God.
Might even be longer.
I'm on the Instagram.
Okay, yes, you are.
At the Sunflower 240, because when I found out about Instagram, I had no idea what it was, and that was the first thing that came up. So it's the Sunflower 240. I'm the worst ever. Yeah. My media manager is like spinning right now. The sunflower.online is the website.
Okay.
Okay.
You can find me on Facebook at Janie Oliver, not Jamie Oliver.
Oh my goodness! Right?
It's my head.
Here's my issue with that. Why, when I Google you, am I getting him?
Because, well, oddly enough, I'm older than he is, but
better.
Well, I mean, he's a pretty good guy, but it's his wife wears a pants, but. Yeah, or you can go on Facebook to The Sunflower Bakery.
That's okay. So awesome.
We're on Yelp.
The
Sunflower.
Does The Sunflower do takeout?
We do takeout. We do delivery. We do contact-free delivery. Okay. We do pickup. We do all that fun stuff. We do catering. I've got like 5 weddings to do right now in May, which is great.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah. Everyone's getting married.
Everybody's getting married.
Right. So that's so awesome. That's what we do. Specialty cakes and a private chef service. As soon as all this COVID nonsense is over, I'll start the cooking classes back up.
That's so awesome.
Oh, cool. So yeah. your cookbook, just to quickly reference the cookbook, sure. you always held or have held Thursday night cooking classes?
We did. Yeah. Back in they started in 2011. The Sunflower really started 2011. And there were 2 nights a week. There were cooking classes, and we just pared it down to everybody showed up on Thursday nights. And that lasted for probably 5 years.
Oh, cool.
And there were all these recipes. I'm like, what do we do with all these recipes? Put them in a book.
Put them in a book.
Oh, yeah. That's fabulous.
Sam, yeah. maybe when she starts her cooking classes up again, we can join by Zoom.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
That would be a lot of fun.
Right? Oh, my God. I would totally do that with someone I know.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot of fun. It's so
that
much
sounds awesome. Awesome. That sounds awesome.
Okay. Well, Janie, you know what? It was such a blast to have you on. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join our little podcast.
Thank you for sharing your breaking news with us.
Yes. We're very excited.
Nobody knows, this is actually breaking news because it hasn't been, we didn't do the soft launch. So I wanted to let you guys know first.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Janie.
Thank you so much, Janie.
Oh my God. Janie was so much fun. I love her. Does she want to be part of the squad? Maybe she could be part of
Let's
the squad.
Let's put her
Lisa.
In the squad. Absolutely.
Oh my God. She would be awesome.
When we were teenagers, they used to have remember how families had those big vans?
Yeah.
And they had a family van, right? And she would drive me and Tracy all over the place. Usually she'd end up leaving us places and we'd have to where'd your sister go? And who knows where she is? She's at the party having too much fun somewhere.
Yeah. You know, the 70s and the 80s were really fun.
It's crazy times. But yes, let's put her in the squad.
Okay. Awesome.
Definitely.
You know what? I forgot to ask her though. What? Martha Stewart. Hey, you know, I follow her on Instagram and she had this Instagram post where she's like, hey, I have 25 easy cakes for you to make. And I'm like, Martha, are they easy for you or are they easy for us?
But Samantha, I can help you with that, right?
Because Martha Stewart is the consummate baker, right?
Yeah, but
so is it easy? Is it easy Martha Stewart or easy Sam and Lisa?
Yeah, no, don't put Annalisa in there because as everybody just heard from our interview with Janie, right? Just two chefs chit-chatting about their...
Yes, oh, sorry. Let's not forget that I was part of the conversation as well.
I know, but you aren't a chef.
No, so, I don't claim to be.
You were part
I'm not
of the
delusional like you, so there's that.
But you were, but you're not, you're not the chef. So I can answer your cake. I can answer your cake questions.
Can you make a bundt cake? Can you make a pound cake?
The only thing about a bundt cake is it goes in a bundt pan.
There's so much more to a bundt cake.
And then the other thing is that it gets a drizzle.
It gets a drizzle.
And then that's your bundt.
And it's a drizzle.
And it's a drizzle and it's a bundt. Pound cake? Yeah, seemed pretty simple to me.
Okay.
Gingerbread. Hi. It's gingerbread.
Gingerbread.
Cake.
Okay. Then I dare you to go to that post on Martha Stewart's website and pick one of those 25 easy cakes and make one. Put your money where your mouth is, bitch.
Fine. Which one are you doing?
I'm not cooking.
That your mom's not going to do for you.
Oh, that's true.
Right? Fine.
I'm not going to make one. I don't need to.
I'll check it out. But if they look like they're too easy, then I may not do them, right? Because then they don't pique my interest as much.
All right. Well, whatever.
I'll take a look. All right.
Okay. So Justin Bieber, he launched his new album, Justice.
Oh.
His new single's called Peaches.
Weird.
People are making fun of him a little bit.
A little bit, right?
Okay. Because apparently it's about Georgia peaches and California weed. And I'm like, props to both.
Isn't that kind of funny? That's kind of funny. Speaking of peaches, my husband said something to me today in the car. The sunlight must have been hitting my face a certain way.
Uh-oh, do you have peach fuzz?
Apparently I... Right, because let's be honest, right? Now that we got the mask on, right, we're not quite as concerned.
Uh-huh. You got You know, some hairs.
You know what he said? Well, if I'm noticing it, others probably will be too.
I'm like, oh my God.
Fair enough, Mike Gibson. Fair enough, right?
Well, he's just being honest, Lisa.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so we had some really warm weather. Mm-hmm. And it is officially spring because that's what the equinox did for us.
That's right.
But it is so gross and sloppy outside.
Oh, it's nasty. It's like, you know what it is? It's like a snotty cold right now.
It is a snotty cold.
Yeah. That's what this season is, snotty cold.
But apparently, snow mold is on the rise.
I heard that it was on our news tonight.
It was on the news. And I'm like, oh my God, look at us being on the pulse.
Right? Being on the pulse, right? Because snow mold is on the rise.
Oh my God. And I hate snow mold and it hates me.
So here, isn't this funny? Friends of the podcast, this is what's happening in Canadian news. Snow mold. What's happening in America news right now?
Oh, don't.
Right? Just right. Saying, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dear America, you need to just focus on the snow mold and let everything else just... Take a back seat. Take a chill pill. Just saying. I know it's gross weather. It's right. You go and your shoes are messy and you're bleh.
Well, you're never sure if you should bring a coat, a mitt,
right?
you need
coats and mitts for the morning, but not for the afternoon.
No,
I don't know. You know what we're doing? Well, I'm not doing it because I tapped out because I want nothing to do with it. But we need to get a new barbecue.
Again?
Yeah, like because every 2 years he likes to replace. It's like we all get new glasses and a barbecue.
Every 2 years. And what are you going to do with the barbecue that you have?
Oh, it's already gone. He threw it away.
Oh my God.
He took it apart because he likes to dismantle, right? Because that's like the creepy killer in him. Right? He took it apart.
Oh my God, I forgot. He took apart your furniture.
Right? He spent hours and meticulously took it all apart.
Oh my God. And then just what? Put it in the Loras?
Yeah, right? Because he's a good man, right? So he's not going to just throw it all where it's not supposed to be. He'll take it down in a million little pieces. Yeah. But now he needs to buy a new one.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right? And we need to buy it soon, right? Because once you get to April, it's barbecue weather.
It's every day is barbecue weather.
Right? So we can't get into too far into this nice weather without a barbecue.
Exactly.
Right? So we got the pigeons. We got the new patio. Where's the barbecue?
Well, and then you have your Blue Jays. Because now baseball's all a Twitter.
Oh, I know. But you know what? We're all hurt right now.
Okay. Were they not just like doing well and... Uh-huh. And like
they're
having
still doing,
good games yeah. and shit.
They're still doing well. We're still in spring season, right? For another week. Okay. And they're still doing well, but now we just got some injuries. We're riddled.
Riddled.
We're riddled with injuries.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but better to be riddled now than riddled in the middle of the season.
This is true.
Right? Because it don't count right now.
Don't count.
But we look good. We look really, really good. What do I keep saying, right? Fake fan, keep this in mind. We went from pretenders to contenders.
Yes.
Right?
Apparently you still are.
Yeah, we still are.
Okay, cool.
Do you ever eat Coffee Crisp?
It's not my go-to.
I really, really like it, right? But they claim that it's a nice light snack. Do you really think that any chocolate bar is a nice light snack?
No, it's chocolate.
And it's thick. It's not a thin.
It's not a Kit Kat.
It's not a Kit Kat. Kit Kat may be a nice light snack, right?
Yes.
But, I don't know. I really love a good Coffee Crisp, but what I find with them lately is that they seem to be, because they're thicker, if they're not real fresh.
Oh, they're hard to bite into.
They're kind of hard. Right? Kind of hard.
Oh my God. Seriously. The things that make you stop and think.
I know, right? Just in my tracks. I'm like, something's not right with this picture. Right? That's how my brain works, Samantha.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, are you watching Sister Wives?
No, but I'm not. I don't watch it at all. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't like it. But well, my gut's been telling me that there's sister wife drama happening.
There is definitely sister wife drama.
Okay.
Shauna Foster would agree with you because now that's her new binge is the Sister Wives. And she's been watching them lately.
Maybe she can explain it to me.
Yeah, maybe. But apparently, his first wife, Cody's first wife, why can't I remember her name? I should know it. I can't remember it. Has nothing to do with him anymore.
One only sees somebody once a year or something?
Yeah, that's her, his weird first wife. Huh. So what happened, because I have briefly watched this show,
right,
is that he legally married his first wife. Okay. And then the other three ladies came along. So uh-huh. He's got four wives with lots of kids.
So creepy.
Yeah. He divorced the first wife so that he could marry the last wife, Robin, because he wanted to adopt Robin's kids from her first marriage.
I see no purpose for this show.
Except you learn way too much about polygamy.
Which I see no purpose in.
No, I don't know. So man with four wives, sometimes guys can handle, like, can't even handle one. So
I know,
why
right?
You would invite why, four? Why you,
good God.
Yeah. What so we'd be very curious to know what Shauna Foster thinks of this show, because there's some major drama happening, because they moved from Vegas to Colorado, I want to say, or somewhere. They bought land and they were going to make this big compound kind of type thing.
Oh, yeah,
and every wife was going to have,
then all of
like
a sudden it becomes Waco, Texas, and all hell crazy breaks loose.
No, it's not Waco, Texas. But they weren't even agreeing on like what kind of house, because Cody wanted to buy, he wanted to make a big house with like everybody attached to this one main area. And the so wives weird. Were like, no, I don't want anything to do with that.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So it was, strange. It's, I think you are missing out.
I don't know. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. You know what though? I don't have time to do it right now, because right now my whole weekend consists of March Madness.
I know. You were like, hey, Michigan's doing great. Excellent. Fantastic.
I know, right? Yeah. We are in the Sweet 16.
Okay.
And we're
whatever
doing
that
really
means.
Good. We're doing really, all you need to know is that we're doing really, really good.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a lot of fun and we're excited at the Gibson household.
Okay.
Right? Life is better when Michigan's winning.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
That's all you right. need to know.
Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. Okay. I got a new, I touched on it earlier with the Boom Baby competition.
Uh-huh.
My Sinful Sauce.
Oh
yeah, so that is my, it's also a salad dressing, right? Raspberry vinaigrette.
Yes.
And Samantha, you put that shit on the hard-boiled egg and whoa. step back and take a deep breath and enjoy.
Okay. All right,
it's so good. You gotta try it, right? It's hard-boiled egg season.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, because it goes on your salads.
Okay.
Right? So yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Okay.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay. Well, speaking of reality TV, Jill Duggar seems to be getting her name out there for some reason.
Oh, and I'm done with the Duggars too.
Yeah. Apparently she hasn't been back to the family home in years because it has too many triggers and they are protecting their season of life.
That's their phrase, right? Their season of life.
Okay. So like
what is that?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think now, like, I don't know. I don't get the Duggars anymore.
No.
Right?
I don't know. I didn't realize they were still on, to be honest.
Yeah. Cause I think it's called Counting On.
Oh, is it Counting On?
Yeah. Okay. Because I think every time there's a new Duggar that gets married or holds a hand or something, they get a show.
Uh-huh.
Right? They become a co-star. Except for the one, was it Ginger? Whatever, I think it was a Ginger that...
Who's
that,
never getting married, I have a feeling.
Right? Ginger's never getting married, but I don't know. I don't know where Ginger lives. Ginger living at home?
I don't know.
I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seems like those two Duggars, Jill and Derek Duggar, well, I guess it's not Duggar, whatever they go by now, they just seem very outspoken and very bizarre.
They are.
Right? Well, they all are just, it's a bizarre, it, again, right? Hi, sister. Next best thing to sister wives.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Makes no sense. You know what else makes no sense in my world?
Hmm.
Bunnies as a yes. comfort animal.
Okay, let me how ponder.
How do we feel about this?
Well, I mean, they're soft.
Yes.
They might bite, though.
Oh.
They might bite.
They could bite.
They could bite.
They could bite. They could poop.
They definitely do that.
Right?
And for some reason, when I thought of biting, I thought of Monty Python right away. Because there's killer rabbits in Monty Python.
Exactly. Right? Like, I think that buddies are cute from a distance.
Yes.
I don't know how you train one to be comforting.
I've never wanted to have a pet bunny.
No.
But I could see them, like, people liking them for comfort animals because they're soft. They don't probably, like, do much or say much or...
What do they do? Just sit on your lap?
Apparently. I don't know.
While you pet them?
Maybe.
Huh. And that gets a little high maintenance.
Right? You would know.
Right? You know? That's the beauty of Maggie, right? Like, Maggie, she doesn't need to be coddled. She doesn't need... She likes a hello.
Okay. So fake cat Maggie just sits there.
Yeah. She's no maintenance at all.
Because she's fake.
But she's kind of support.
This is true.
She's kind of a support.
That's true. You've had her for a long time.
Had her for a long time. Right? We every year, Mike and I debate over who is going to take fake cat Maggie when we go.
Okay. There you go.
Because like the parrot, she will outlive her owners.
Yes, she will.
Right?
She will.
So we got to give that some serious thought. Who takes Maggie?
Oh my God.
I know. Okay. Like, where do you even go?
I don't know.
I don't know, right? Like, I could give her to you, but she's going to outlive you.
Yeah, she'll outlive me as well.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know what you do.
I'm not sure.
Like the next baby born in the family, do you gift her Maggie in the will?
You just try to keep Maggie going from person to person.
Younger to younger to younger.
Yeah.
Right? I guess. Because, right. Yeah, right? You know, it's funny because, like, if you own, like, a parrot, you have to take out insurance on that parrot, right? Life insurance, because that parrot's going to outlive you.
Oh, dear God.
I wonder if Mike and I had to do that with Maggie.
No, probably not.
I wonder if we're paying extra because of that.
I doubt it.
I don't
very
know.
Much. Huh. Yeah.
Note to self.
Okay, moving on.
note to self.
Lisa, do you have an eye shake my head?
I do, Samantha. You know what? This is why I shake my head this week. People dressing half like winter and half like summer.
Because they can't decide.
They can't decide, right? So at work, I'm seeing a lot of like crop pants.
Yes.
And sweaters.
I don't think crop pants really should make a...
We're not quite there yet.
No, and God forbid an open toe.
We're still March.
Yeah. Right? Like it's... It just snowed.
Right? We're still just one snowstorm away from like a snowstorm. Yeah. Right? You know? Just saying.
This is true.
Like, it's still getting below zero at night.
You know what? They should do in the fashion industry is have mid-season clothing.
They need a mid-season.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not a short. It's not a capri. It's not a pant. It's a splort.
It's something, right? Exactly.
I don't know.
Because the crop pant and the sweater looks ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Right? Because you're wearing winter on the top, summer on the bottom.
Exactly.
Right? And then it confuses me. I said to Mike, I got to get some new spring and summer clothing. And because, right? Because, I mean, you got to make the transition. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but right now you're still in winter clothing.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. It's tough out there. It's tough out there.
Right? Like you see people bundled up in the morning, no bundling in the afternoon.
No bundling.
Right? I don't get it. I don't get it. What about you?
Well, I've decided to think about why does broccoli and cauliflower smell like farts?
Does it smell like farts?
Yeah, when you take it out.
Or did you maybe like accidentally have like an SBD, silent but deadly?
No. Like when you start with the fresh broccoli and the fresh cauliflower and you start frying it up or you use it, it starts smelling. It has like a certain smell to it. It smells like farts. Yeah. Eggs smell like farts too.
But we know that, right? That's the only exception.
That's a really weird smelling food.
But that's like, you know what? That's the bad thing with eggs, right? Because eggs get shunned for smelling like farts.
They do. But I think these vegetables can also have that same sort of smell.
But they don't get the bad rap. You can still, nobody's going to give you any grief if you're eating broccoli or cauliflower in public.
This is true.
You crack a hard-boiled egg.
They've got problems.
You will break open your egg salad sandwich.
It's just like microwaving fish. Yeah. Nobody likes you after that.
Nobody likes you after that. Exactly. Right?
Nobody likes you.
Right? God forbid that microwave has an odor. Right? That's true. I'm just heating up my tea. Right? That's the reason.
That would be gross.
That's the reason. Samantha.
All right.
That's too funny.
All right. We are now at the end of our podcast, Lisa.
We are, Samantha.
We would like to thank John from Audio Editing Solutions for putting us together at the end of the week.
Thank you.
Remember to check out our social media, guys, our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter.
And make sure you check out Janie's social media. We'll definitely post it too.
Yep.
Some of the great things that she's doing.
Yep. We'll put it in our social media and we'll add it to our show notes so you'll be able to find her.
So when you just want a snack but you know you shouldn't eat, you just go to her Facebook page.
Or her Instagram page.
And just look at the pictures.
Exactly. They're so good. Very good.
It's so good. Well, Samantha, you know what? Obviously, your hot flash still has about another 3 hours left in it.
I think so.
Wow. But at least soon you can get to a window.
Yes, I think that would be good.
You know what's funny right now? This is my new favorite part of the podcast. Do you know why? Friends of the podcast, I'm going to share. So Samantha has taken on a big part of doing the podcast on our own. And John, our editor, he's doing different stuff after the show. Mm-hmm. And normally at this point in the show, he's making a gesture to wrap it up.
So let's wrap it up.
This
Lisa.
Could be the song that never ends.
Nope. I'm going to eventually stop you.
Oh, Samantha. Samantha. I need you to lighten up there.
Oh, stop it.
Samantha. All right. Friends of the podcast, have yourself a great week. That's just new. I just added that in. I think we should do that. I think we should ask people to have a good week.
Friends of the podcast, I hope you have a great week.
There you go. Samantha. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.